Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The Eureka Police Department needs the public's help regarding two death investigations. Two men, 48-year-old Alan Morris, whose body was found on Truesdale Street in late June, and 61-year-old John Knott, whose remains were found near Tidd Street, are the subjects of those investigations. Morris, who was found with a fractured skull and later passed away, showed no other signs of injury, and his passing is being investigated as a suspicious death. Knott, who was reported missing in mid-June before his remains were found on July 5th, is also the subject of an investigation, and anyone with information about either man or the times leading up to their deaths is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. The Fortuna Police Department will conduct a DUI saturation patrol on Friday and Saturday nights in the department's ongoing effort to curb drunken driving within the city. Officers will patrol areas with high frequencies of DUI-related collisions and arrests, and Chief Bill Dauberstein said that this is a zero-tolerance crackdown. Drive sober or get pulled over. A Montana man who booked a fishing trip on a boat out of Brookings Harbor, Oregon, drowned after he fell overboard. The Coastal Pilot reports that 67-year-old Douglas Casavan fell out of the fishing boat during rough seas, and despite making it back to the side of the boat with the captain's help, the rough seas swept him from his handhold and he slipped back into the ocean. A passing dive boat assisted the fishing craft and was able to recover Casavan's body and take it to the Coast Guard station at the Checo River. The University of California Board of Regents voted yesterday to freeze undergraduate tuition rates at their current level, contingent upon voters approving Governor Brown's tax hike initiative, Proposition 30. Tuition at the UC campus for undergrads will remain at just over $12,000 per year, but if the governor's budget bill fails at the ballot box, the Regents have proposed raising tuition mid-year. The Regents also approved raising tuition for the university system's 57 postgraduate degree programs. The Cal State University system has also thrown its hope behind the passage of the governor's tax plan, voting on Tuesday to take a similar approach as the UC's and wait for voters' choice in November before moving ahead with any tuition hikes. State Attorney General Kamala Harris announced today that her department has formed a new investigation unit dedicated to investigating violations of privacy. The Privacy Enforcement and Protection Unit will consist of six attorneys along with investigators and other experts in privacy protection to enforce state laws as they pertain to citizens' privacy rights. The focus will be on cyber crimes along with identity theft, health record privacy, data breaches from corporations or breaches from government agencies. The state has teamed up with leading cell phone and mobile device makers, including Apple, Facebook, Google, and Microsoft, to protect customer information and privacy and educate customers about the applications they use regularly. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all of this stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw the switch here and wait a minute, what do I do here?
I can't take any more technicals. Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7, 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza took some time to talk city budgets, particularly the state grab of local redevelopment funds from local cities and the impacts that has had on local municipalities.
It's catastrophic. You know, the reason that Arcata has dodged the budget shortfall bullet is because redevelopment projects that were put in place back in the 70s and 80s, such as the Alder Grove Industrial Park. If you go out there, it's a small city, and there are a lot of well-paid jobs out there, and that's an economic engine that was put in place mainly because of redevelopment. It truly, the way we used it in Arcata, was truly to address blight.
Mendoza pointed out that redevelopment funds were key to the building and sustaining of projects designed to fill city coffers.
We created jobs and created a vibrant economic engine. Now that's gone. And I don't know what the next generations are going to do to keep that engine going. I think it was very short-sighted.
Mendoza further commented that the state's grab of the funds was a power move and that there was little room for compromise when the legislature made its final decision. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.